This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. For the past several weeks, we've been checking in on the real estate scene in different markets around the country. We're trying to get a fix on whether the market is truly starting to recover. The answer isn't simple. Even during the housing crisis, real estate is still all about location. So, at first glance, buying a house in Florida right now might not sound like a solid investment, considering the state has the highest foreclosure rate in the country. However, the National Association of Realtors just reported that sales of existing homes in Florida are up 9% compared to the previous year, and that a seller's market is developing there. Jocelyn Hollow would agree. She's an owner and broker for RE/MAX Realty Team in Cape Coral, Florida, where she says business is booming. Jocelyn, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
What is Cape Coral like?
Over 400 miles of canals and waterways. A lot of growth, a lot of land. Cape Coral is actually the second largest city in Florida. But I think ultimately, we are still a gem. You could still live on the water for a lot cheaper than other parts of Florida. So you still get a great buy.
As we all know by now, real estate is local. So what's going on with housing in your territory of Cape Coral?
We are experiencing a lot of appreciation in terms of prices in our market. Our inventory is a little low. We have about a 3 to 4 month supply, which is fantastic for sellers because obviously now they have a little more equity. They could turn around and sell. Buyers, maybe not so good as it was several years ago when we were urging them to buy, simply because now they're paying a little bit more than they would have a couple years ago.
And who is your typical buyer in Cape Coral?
That's an interesting question. We see a lot of investors coming into the market, a lot of international buyers. We also see a lot of people that want to obviously retire to the sunny skies, but I think primarily we're seeing a lot of investors.
Why don't you describe a recent sale?
You can purchase a three-bedroom, two-bathroom home for, you know, about $250,000 to $300,000. That's 2,000 square feet, two-car garage. And most importantly, the sun, which is priceless.
And how does that compare to just a few years ago?
Well, that same $250,000 home just a few years ago was probably about $190,000 to $200,000. So we're seeing double-digit appreciation in our market.
Well, you're a little bit of an anomaly in Florida. According to the latest housing report by RealtyTrack, Florida has the highest foreclosure rate in the country. It's two times
right.
The rate of anywhere else. What are you seeing in terms of foreclosures where you are, and what are you hearing from your colleagues in other parts of the state?
Miami, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, those are some of the ones that RealtyTrack had mentioned in terms of foreclosure. But Cape Coral, not so much anymore. A few years ago, I would have said to you that probably 80% of our market was distressed. Now 80% of our market, if not a little bit more, is actually traditional sellers. To me, it's an indication that market is behind us. Will we see short sales and will we see bank-owned properties coming in the market? Absolutely. But I think it's going to start trickling in. It's not going to come in the waves that it did just a few years ago.
Well, you've seen it all in Florida. So how optimistic are you about the future? What are you expecting?
I'm very optimistic. I'm one of those people that I choose to see it as the glass half full rather than half empty. There's opportunities in every market. When, you know, unfortunately, when people were losing their homes, that was still a market. When people are purchasing, real estate has always helped the economy rebound, and I don't think it's going to change. We're going to continue to see the prices increase. We're still going to continue to see people coming and retiring and moving to Florida, and that creates markets in and of itself. So I'm highly optimistic. I think 2013 is probably the best year we're going to see yet.
Jocelyn Hollow is broker owner for RE/MAX Realty Team in Cape Coral, Florida. It was great talking with you. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
And we'd love to hear how the housing market is doing where you live. Tell us at marketplacemoney.org.